You're listening to SBS News.
Australian Federal Police officers last night left for the Solomon Islands amid continued unrest in the nation's capital of Honiara. Protests began on Wednesday after around 1,000 protesters gathered outside the country's parliament calling for Prime Minister Manasseh Sogavare's resignation over a host of domestic issues. Those protests then turned violent, with several buildings set alight and businesses looted. Australia's top security committee met on Thursday to discuss the mounting civil unrest. Prime Minister Scott Morrison announced that Australia was sending the AFP to the Solomon Islands following a request from Prime Minister Sogavare for assistance, which Canberra's National Security Committee quickly approved.
The Australian government has agreed to respond to that request, and we've agreed to send a detachment of up to 23 AFP personnel who are deploying immediately, in fact, even as we speak, to support riot control, and up to 50 further AFP will deploy to support security at critical infrastructure.
It was not immediately clear what triggered the protests, but tensions between the government and the leadership of the most populous island of Malaita have been simmering for some time. Mr. Sogavare angered many in 2019, particularly leaders of the Solomon Islands' most populous province, Malaita, when he cut the country's diplomatic ties with Taiwan, switching its diplomatic allegiance to China instead. Mr. Morrison gave his assurances that Australia has no intention in meddling in the Solomon Islands' internal affairs.
I note that the critical infrastructure does not include the parliament or the executive buildings of the government. That will be dealt with by the Royal Solomon Islands Police Force. Our purpose here is to provide stability and security to enable the normal constitutional processes within the Solomon Islands to be able to deal with the various issues that have arisen, and that that be done in a climate of peace and stability and security. It is not the Australian government's intention in any way to intervene in the internal affairs of the Solomon Islands. That is for them to resolve.
Australian Foreign Minister Maurice Payne says the AFP deployment will provide stability and security.
This is first and foremost about the stability of our friend and neighbour, the Solomon Islands, and therefore about stability in the Pacific, and Australia's contribution is made in that context.
The deployment of Australian personnel came amid reports and images shared on social media showing crowds of protesters and burning buildings in the Chinatown district of Honiara. The Pacific Nations Parliament was also set ablaze. Police fired tear gas at protesters as they set fire to other buildings as well, including a police station and looted shops. Prime Minister Sogavare had announced a 36-hour lockdown in Honiara from 7 p.m. on the 24th of November until 7 a.m. on the 26th of November in response to the protests, but it has gone largely ignored. It is not known if the lockdown has been extended while Australian police made their way there. At a daily news briefing, Chinese Foreign Ministry spokesperson Zhao Lijian, commenting on riots in the Solomon Islands, said China is seriously concerned about attacks on some Chinese citizens and institutions without providing details, likely a reference to the looting and burning in Chinatown.
We believe that under the leadership of Prime Minister Sogavare, the Solomon Islands government can restore social order and stability as soon as possible. We're seriously concerned about the attacks on some Chinese citizens and institutions and have asked the local government to take all necessary measures to protect the safety of Chinese citizens and institutions there.
Mr. Zhao said that cooperation since the establishment of diplomatic relations has benefited both sides.
Our relations have developed well over the past 2 years since the establishment of diplomatic relations, with fruitful cooperation in economic and trade, infrastructure, education, health and other areas, bringing tangible benefits and welfare to the people of both countries. Any attempts to undermine the normal development of China-Solomon relations are futile.
The Royal Solomon Islands Police Force urged residents to stay home. The Solomon Islands, about 1,500 kilometers northeast of Australia, were the scene of bloody fighting during World War II. Australia led an international police and military force called the Regional Assistance Mission to the Solomon Islands that restored peace in the country after bloody ethnic violence from 2003 until 2017. Assam Al-Ghalib, SBS News.